Country Club FM.
Here we go with the almanac, and you know that whole quarantine name. The Turkey Enchilada Bombers, Terry out of Medford said his is Hamburger Hot Dish Tigers. Remember the old one about your porn name, where you take the pet and then your street?
Yes.
Your pet and then the street. I could never do that because, one, during my lifetime as living on the farm, we went like through 30 dogs and probably 30 cats.
Right.
There's just no way to choose. And we were like on Township Road 7 or something. It didn't even have a name.
Right.
You know, it was barely above a minimum maintenance road. It was barely above a logging road.
Yeah.
All right, today it's the Almanac. What was yours? What would your pet name? Do you have a pet?
Yeah, Peppy.
Peppy?
Peppy Woodland.
That'd be your porn name. Peppy Woodland. Starring Peppy Woodland. You can't make that up. That's better than Turkey Enchilada Bomber.
Well, I gotta be honest. It is, actually.
Here we go. It's today, Monday, March 30th, 90th day of the year, 277 days until the end of the year, 1858. Our patent of the day, the pencil, was patented on this date. The lead pencil.
The number two?
Well, I don't know if they were number two
yet, and it
wasn't Trusty. Yeah. It wasn't the Trusty company making the Trusty pencil, but the pencil was patented. No more quill and that other stuff.
Right.
They actually had a lead pencil to be able to do their work, and they could do it without a slate.
How much further down the road did the pencil sharpener come into play?
Well, I'm sure they were hand in hand.
Well, it might have been.
Mother necessity. Somebody invents the pencil, you got to find a way to sharpen. Not everybody's got a jackknife in their pocket. They can whittle it.
Yeah.
1867, big day today, because this was the Alaska Purchase. We closed.
Oh.
We had the closing on the Alaska Purchase. 2 cents an acre, $7.2 million. That's $109 million in 2018 dollars. That's the latest numbers that we have. But it's about 2 cents an acre. We bought Russia. We bought Alaska from Russia. I think we fleeced them.
I did, too. I think we got the better deal there.
When you consider there's oil there and all the stuff that we found.
Yeah.
1867. 1870. It took almost 5 years for us to readmit Texas. Texas was the last of the southern states to be readmitted to the Union. Do you think there was some... let's just give back to Mexico.
There had to be some thought there.
Did we really want Texas? I mean, for it to take 5 years. Anyway, I'm not a Texas historian, but it just seems strange it took that long.
Right.
1870. Let's jump more than 100 years ahead. 1957.
Come along and be my hearty doll. Come along and be my hearty doll. Come along and be my hearty doll.
I know who this is.
Doesn't remember Buddy Knox.
Oh, one of my all-time favorites.
Did Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies, did they do this?
This was a staple.
It had to have been. So Buddy Knox became the first artist in the rock and roll era to write his own number one hit. This song was the first song that went to number one that was written by the guy that performed it. Trivia time.
That is a good piece of trivia.
Too bad
we don't have
anything to give away because everything's closed.
Right.
I'm sitting on just a pile of Mall of America tickets to give away, but we just don't know.
Right.
So Buddy Knox, 1957. How about in 64, some Jeopardy-related news?
So let's take a look and see what your wager was. You bet 22,000 big ones, which takes you down to zero. You bet it all. Cliff, why would you do something like that?
Because I knew that those people had never been in my kitchen. You can ask them. Come on, Tony Curtis is still alive. Get him on the phone. Go ahead.
Jeopardy debuted, not that particular episode, but it was some episode. I don't have real good audio from the first episode, so I thought I would take another one. Art Fleming was the host. Jeopardy debuted on this date, NBC TV. And Neil, you looked into the history of the hosts of Jeopardy.
Well, yeah, I wondered. I knew Art Fleming. I mean, we're watching him as a youngster, and then Alex Trebek. I wondered if there was anybody in between. There have not been. Just those two.
Not even a Chuck Woolery filling in?
No, a Jack Barry, Bill Cullen. No, nobody.
Tom Kennedy?
Could have been. There have been three studio announcers, Don Pardo and Johnny Gilbert and one other guy, but only the two hosts.
If they had a dollar for every time they said Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco tree, those studio announcers would be rich. This date in 81. This was the scene outside the Washington Hilton Hotel. John Hinckley Jr. trying to impress Jodie Foster. Tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. This is live, raw, not live, but raw footage taken from the scene. There goes the president's limo making its way to the hospital. Of course, initially they thought the president was not hit, and then he was hit and was close to death.
Right.
That bullet was very close to his heart. Press Secretary James Brady was hit in the brain. Of course, he did with his wounds. He lived to be a nice long life, but he was paralyzed as a result of it. And John Hinckley Jr. spent the rest of his life behind bars for the attack. Wasn't he released, though? Is he the one that was released?
I
thought he was released.
Really? Okay.
You know, the code name was Rawhide Down. That was Ronald Reagan's code name, Rawhide. So when was down, they Rawhide Down.
Not Turkey that was Enchilada the state, Bomber.
No, 1981. And 1993, Charlie Brown finally hit a home run. Known more for his pitching. And he would give up some rocket shots up the middle. They were such rocket shots that obviously it would totally disrobe him.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Correct. I mean, some comebackers, some diamond cutters right up the middle.
Right.
But at some point in time, they needed to use his bat. They relied on his bat. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. Charlie Brown, it's a home run. I believe it was a two-run shot to give his team the win on this date, 1993, in the Phoenix comic strip. He had never done that before.
Way to go, Chuck. You know, it's about time.
Right. Not known to be a great athlete.
John Hinckley Jr. was released.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yep. So that was 93, 2001.
The Queen Mother has died peacefully at the age of 101. The announcement from Buckingham Palace said the Queen was at her bedside. Within minutes, people young and old started to gather and remember.
That's some dramatic music, is it not, for that news report from the BBC? That's how they do it in the BBC. The Queen Mum dying this date, age 101. And then 2003, let's head to Safeco Field in Seattle.
Here is your winner and the new WWE champion, Brock Lesnar!
Brock Lesnar wins the main event for WrestleMania, what was that, 19? This date, 2003, Safeco Field in Seattle. 54,000 people were there. He defeated Kurt Angle, who was a pretty good scientific wrestler. Of course, Brock Lesnar, no more for his brute force.
Yes.
And for the fact that he, of course, also wrestled for the Gophers. Tried out for the Vikings, as you remember.
Yep.
Brock Lesnar. They had WrestleMania 36 this weekend. Was it this weekend or a couple of days ago, whenever it was? I can't remember. It was last week. Yeah, they did it with no fans.
Oh, my.
Just kind of in their own little studio thing. And then I guess it's going to air pay-per-view later this week.
Okay.
I don't follow it closely, but I think I did notice that. It's birthday time now today. Right. Peter Marshall.
Does Ann Landers think there's anything wrong with you if you do your housework in the nude?
No, but I have to be terribly careful when I do my ironing.
Peter Marshall, 94, with a cameo from Paul Lynde.
Sure, in the center square.
In the center square, of course. Peter Marshall, the longtime host of Hollywood Squares, 94 today. John Astin.
But I've only started with the Cape Crusaders. I'm going to confound them with conundrums, unnerve them with enigmas, perplex them with puzzles, until they wish they were dead.
People forget that he was the Riddler in season two of the Batman TV show. Everybody thinks Frank Gorshin, and yes, he's the most unforgettable of the two, I think.
Yes.
Season one, season three, but in the middle was John Astin filling in admirably. He's no Frank Gorshin.
Frank Gorshin had the laugh.
Yes, he did. So John Astin, of course, Gomez Adams, and all due respect to Raul Julia, he's my Gomez Adams.
No John doubt Astin. About that, no
so,
doubt.
So he is 90 today, Warren Beatty.
Walnuts. Tracy, there is a widow to whom a few words need to be said in bereavement.
Pat, bring in Flat Top and Itchy. Sam, get these fingerprinted.
Flat Top and Itchy, for what?
I want to find Lips Manless fast.
With a handful of walnuts?
Yeah, with a handful of walnuts.
In the hands of a lesser detective, a handful of walnuts would be nothing. But with Dick Tracy,
right?
He'll get to the bottom. That's from the movie Dick Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Beatty, wearing, of course, the yellow trench coat and the hat.
The fedora.
He worked it nicely. 83 for him today. Eric Clapton.
I'd get off on 56.
Neil, they called him Slow Hand.
One of the greatest of all time.
Every group he was in was great. He might even helped out Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies. He actually may have made you guys listenable. Right?
Yeah, it's possible.
Eric Clapton, 75. This guy.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Yeah, he was telling Harry he was a wizard. Robbie Coltrane. He was also in GoldenEye. Do you remember that?
Sure.
He was in GoldenEye. World Is Not. So he played some James Bond movies, a lot of those English English language. You know, when there's an Englishman in there, and they called on this guy.
Right.
Robbie Coltrane is 70. Paul Reiser, he had pretty good chemistry with that Helen Hunt gal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, but then you change.
Of course I change. Everybody changes.
No, I don't. I don't change. I only change for you. You know, I'm over here and you're over there, so I go over there, and then I get there, and you're somewhere else, and then I'm in the wrong place for no reason. And you know what? Really, it's not my fault.
Paul Reiser, 64. Remember that show, Mad About You? My Two Dads was another one that he was on prior to that. He's 64. Pretty MC good. Hammer. They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, kick and they stop a friend. Kind of the John Astin theme here with Adam's Family. This is MC Hammer's Adam's Family theme from the Adam's Family movie. The Adam's groove there, MC Hammer, of course, MC, don't hurt him. Hammer, don't hurt him. And Neil, just like MC Hammer, you're too legit to quit.
Yes, I agree.
Please don't quit because you're just too legit.
I won't do that.
So he's 57. This lady is 56. Tracy Chapman, happy birthday, 56. Pierce Morgan, you see him on the CNN.
Down there is Las Vegas, the party capital of the world. Or Sin City, as it's better known, for the sheer volume of drinkers, gamblers, revelers, and hookers that flock here every year.
Really? So there is Pierce Morgan. Didn't he take over from Larry King?
I think
so. Took over his time slot on CNN. Yep. Pierce Morgan, 55. Celine Dion. She's 52 today. Happy birthday, country singer Justin Moore.
He can't even bait a hook. He can't even skin a bug. He don't know who Jack Daniels is. Ain't ever drove a truck, knows how to throw out a line.
That's a peppy song. Justin Moore, 36. Is he still making hits today?
Yeah, well, I think so. Yeah, okay. He had some new stuff come up. We saw him at Lakes Jam last summer.
All right, he's 36. Richard Sherman, he's a defensive back. Vikings might be able to use him.
Outspoken. Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick.
Right. He did. He shut it. He shut it real quick because he made the stop that got him, I think, to the World Series of, or excuse me, the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. Was that was that the NFC Championship game that the 49ers and Seahawks played? And I can't remember. You'd have to look it up.
I don't know either.
It was a big matchup, though, Seahawks versus the 49ers. Richard Sherman is 32, who right now actually plays for the 49ers.
Right.
He's talking about a receiver from the 49ers.
Not you know, a lot going of respect for years, no. Michael Crabtree.
And our rapper of the day today is NF.
Me?
It stands for whatever you want. If you want it to stand for Neil Freeman, you can.
My rapping career, I don't think it's ever going to get underway.
Weren't you the MC of Slim Jim and the Beef Jerkies?
I was a very
you were DJ
small
Jazzy Jeff.
Part. Yeah, it's pretty. But
you were there,
I
DJ am, Jazzy yeah. Jeff. NF, the rapper of the day, 29.
All right, gone, but not forgot. We got a couple here. He died without one ear. Vincent Van Gogh was born on this day, 1853. I saw one of his paintings that sold for like $40 million. So the guy, his work was worth something, but he was troubled. As a lot of geniuses are. Frankie Lane, the great singer, 1913.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep the
fitting we have a little cowbell in there.
For sure.
One of the great Western songs of all time.
You know, it certainly is memorable, notable, and of course he also did the theme to Blazing Saddles, which remains one of my faves of all time. Frankie Lane, 1913. Singer, songwriter, Randy Van Warmer.
Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows.
This is Yacht Rock.
'Cause you left me just when
74,
I
5,
no,
right?
79.
No. Well, yeah, yep. It was. That's right. Yep. My bad. Yep. 79. Yep.
He wrote...
I was out of school.
He wrote, I'm in a Hurry for Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And he also wrote for the Oak Ridge Boys, I Guess It Never Hurts to Hurt Sometimes.
Yeah.
So he...
talented guy.
One-hit wonder as far as his own songs playing on the radio, but he wrote other big hits.
He did well. Randy Van Warmer there, 1955. And our legendary racehorse of the day is Secretariat, who won the Triple Crown, of course, in 1973. That, and everybody would know that he was born in 1970. Gone, but not forgotten.
There still might be some glue somewhere from Secretariat being used. Either that, or it's still sticking to somebody's wall where they put a poster up.
Right.
Back, you know, in the whenever he died. When did he die?
Oh, he lived to be, he was a stud for a long time.
They used as much from him as they possibly could, I'm sure, as good as he was, right?
Right.
So that's it. They're all gone,
but not forgotten.
I'll be back for the all-request lunch hour.
I think you're going to stick around. I got to run.
Oh, that's right. You're out of here. You've got something else to do. You have a previous engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. You can still choose the startup song for the Bobathon.
I'd like to.
I'm not qualified to do that. Tim McGraw, Refried Dreams. Dolly Parton, Tennessee Homesick Blues, or John Conley, Friday Night Blues? 3 seconds.
Yeah, we can go Dolly today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.